It's been a while.
You, Eric.
Back.
Been on in a while. It's been quite a while. So, yeah, I didn't know who was in there. It was really quiet. I just got up.
I had my back surgery on the 16th, and I've been at home recuperating for the last couple weeks. This is the first day that I've been allowed to drive, so I'm headed into the office this morning. What's been up to you, dude?
Hey, man, I remember you were going to have that done. I didn't realize it. Man, it has been a while. We've been at the beach a lot. And the time that we haven't been, I hadn't been getting up early enough. I woke up this morning, and I came down here. I said, well, I'll see if anybody's on, because it is early enough. Well, glad you're back. I'm glad you're doing good. And Patrick, he had to have one, or has he done his yet?
There he is.
Great.
Complications that have come up, but nothing too serious. They've got me taking some prednisone right now for some, post-operative nerve pain that about 10% of patients can run into for a little while. So hopefully that'll move on out here. It's been improving, and I'm hoping I can get off all the medications here in a couple more weeks, and we'll just be back to it. I can lift 10 pounds for the next 4 weeks. So that's enough for my work backpack and, groceries and whatever else. Just got to be careful on it.
That's great. You're on your way. Patrick is, too. So, I guess you're walking around, right?
I'm walking without any assistance or anything like that. Thursday will be 3 weeks since I had the surgery. And other than the scar, you really wouldn't notice that I had anything done.
Down.
Patrick.
Some swelling. So I have to sit with my leg put up several times throughout the day.
Would you do it again?
At this point, yes. But as you know, things still can change.
Like you're already better than you were.
All the lower back pain that I was having for over a year, and that is 100% absolutely completely gone. And aside from these little things that I'm having now, I would absolutely do this over again and twice on Sunday.
Glad you guys are working out good. That's really good. I know you both were worried about it.
I was worried about it, and like the only thing I'm really dealing with now is the swelling and the healing of the incision. Still waiting for it to heal. It itches like crazy right now, so it tells me it's healing. I just try not to claw it off.
Thing with mine, my incision's only about 3 centimeters long, a little over an inch, and maybe close to 2 inches, who knows, but it's very small, but it itches all day long. I hate it.
Itching, yeah, I had my hand done years ago, and they had to cut it open, and that itched where they did that. Be able to go back to work soon. Man, I'm sorry about that.
Think about going back to work yet. I don't think they want me to do that. I'm still doing physical therapy 3 days a week.
Is that about easy enough, or is it tough? What?
They can't believe the range of motion I've got already, and how well I've progressed. I was walking without the walker, and I wasn't even 2 weeks post-op.
Well, you've exceeded their expectations big time, huh?
Like I said, one of the guys that's doing my PT, he had his done within the last year. I don't remember exactly when, but he said he was still walking with a walker. About a month after surgery, he was still having to use the walker. He said, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
Hey, the difference in the people. I think some of them don't try. I know somebody that did theirs. It was a long time ago, but they didn't do anything therapy, and they had trouble for a long time. My next-door neighbor and all, he was like you. He was up walking around, and I think after 3 weeks, he was out there playing golf.
My surgery, and I walked 2 miles on my street.
Checked your brain while they had you.
As much as I could stand, so that's what I did.
As much as I could stand to walk since I got up. They had me walking within probably 2 hours of coming out of the surgery with the walker down the hallway. So I've had that knee moving as quick as I could get it moving.
I heard it was the same day, but I didn't realize that soon after surgery. Yeah, Eric, I didn't know they wanted you to do that walking.
You can get up and walk, you know, get up and walk as much as you can. That's the one thing I can do without limitation is just walk. So they definitely want you walking as much as you can to keep the muscles going, and definitely can't lift anything heavy. You know, I was limited to 5 pounds the first 2 weeks, 10 pounds the next 4 weeks. But yeah, they just want you walking. So I came home from my surgery. The painkillers they gave me were still going. So I just walked a couple miles, and the day after it, I walked a couple more, and then I started getting on the Tylenol when the nerve blocks were off that day. But I spent about 3 days on Tylenol, and then 5 days post-op, I was not on any pain medications of any kind.
Ed, you had to take was over the counter then Tylenol, right?
Opioids, but I never took any, and I took a couple of the muscle relaxers at night a couple nights to help me sleep because it was difficult to sleep for the first few days after the procedure. But other than that, I was just taking Tylenol, and now I've transitioned to ibuprofen now that the incision is healed and everything is going well. So ibuprofen works a lot better.
I didn't have to deal with those, because a lot of people, they get those painkillers and they wind up with problems hooked on them sometimes.
Tolerance for pain, so it was probably that helped me get through this without having to take any of the big stuff, because I just for some reason I can tolerate a lot of pain. It doesn't really bother me that much, so that helps quite a bit.
Patrick, you don't take any either, do you?
They've got me on a baby aspirin and Celebrex, which is an anti-inflammatory right now. Other than that, I'm not taking anything. I quit taking all the other medication about a week after I got home. I started getting rid of it. I didn't finish the whole regimen of it. So that's all I'm taking right now.
Good for you. Yeah, both of you. Throw those other things away, those prescriptions.
Yeah, the muscle relaxers in and dropped them off. Our police station has like a unused prescription drop box, so I just dropped it in there yesterday.
We always flush tires down the commode.
Get in the groundwater where I am because we have a septic, so if I throw drugs in the septic tank, it'll leach out into the yard and leach out into the creeks and leach out into the water and stuff. So they like to collect that stuff now because they've actually measured measurable levels of drugs in drinking water and stuff because it gets through the system and they can detect it. So they want you to turn that stuff in now.
Yeah, that little bit of something would do that.
But when you got millions of people doing it, but I still have mine. I've got them put up. I don't have to worry about anybody getting into them. So I've got them put up. I haven't gotten rid of them yet, but I plan on it.
Little boy in the house, so we're not taking any chances.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but I don't have that, so I can take a little bit of time.
I've been gone, too. Thought about what you're going to do? You found something? Because I remember what was going on with your other business.
I've been helping a buddy do some great work driving a truck for him before I had my knee surgery. But other than that, I really hadn't focused on anything other than taking care of me right now, and probably won't for a few more months.
Turns into fire, I'm sure.
It was her time to be my sugar mama so I could stay home and not have to work.
Fast forward to with my wife being 12 years younger than me, I'm going to retire 12 years before her.
You haven't said that to her yet, though, have you?
Hell no.
Well, you know what, Padre? She probably hadn't said anything about changing diapers later either.
More kids, I have taken care of that.
When you get old.
Oh, I see.
4ZLE, good morning, fellas.
It's KO4HKX.
Hey.
Long time.
This is Anthony. I was listening to you guys' conversation. I'm going to be nosy for a second. Yeah, I got it all kind of set. My wife's 13 years younger than me, and she's a nurse. So I'm all kind of set and good to go.
Oh, that's bad. That's wrong.
Sitting right here beside me, giving me this kind of death stare.
Stink eye.
Stink eye, she calls it. She's laughing about it, but anyway. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. I haven't been on here in a little while. I'm headed to work as usual.
In your YL there.
That's one thing it has messed up is my sleep schedule. Where I don't have to be anywhere at any certain time, and the surgery, that's just messed me up.
Getting a 7 for the last 2 weeks, and then getting up at 4:30 this morning was really hard.
Today's a Saturday when you're retired.
Yeah, the week it is. That's what I'm saying. It just messed me up on that part of it. I hadn't had a reason to worry about it, so I hadn't.
You say your wife's sitting beside you there.
You lucked up and get to ride to work together. Most shifts. I think there's one or two we don't get to, but yeah, she's right here.
Hey.
That's affirmative. Go ahead.
Well, what's her name?
Well,
if you can hear me while you're listening, reach over there and slap Anthony.
ZLE. She did. And she does on a regular basis. Of course, she does have an old crotchety retired paramedic to have to deal with, so, you know, it is what it is.
That's hilarious. W2JKT.
Good morning, and sorry you're having to listen to the old man group complain about what's going on.
Isn't that what ham radio's for?
Laughing about to roll out of the car, laughing at us.
You know, old guys getting on the air to talk about their medical condition.
In fact, more and more she's actually considering getting her license, so we'll see.
Be in the hobby. A lot of fun, even though it is a lot of old guys talking about ailments and weather.
How about that?
Just hears all kind of crazy stuff. If it ain't from at work, around me at the drag strip, and everywhere else. So it's all kind of crazy language she hears, unfortunately.
Being a mechanic and around them all day long, you won't hear that kind of language on here, which is a good thing. So don't have to worry about that.
Enjoy that myself. Well, gentlemen, I'm pulling with the hospital. I hope everybody has a good day, and I'm glad to hear the other two surgeries went well and y'all are doing well. But y'all have a good day. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Have a great day, Anthony. And Angela, nice to meet you. KO4HK.
Yeah, 73, Anthony and Angela. Good talking to you guys this morning. It's been a while, so I hope we get to see a little bit more of you. This is W2JKT.
Angela, y'all have a good one. Good to hear you. And you slap him every once in a while, just for the heck of it. Toodles, N4AZE.
I finally got myself signed up for Winlink and bought the Vera modem. So I sent you a test message over the air yesterday via the. There's like a 6-meter gateway in Hendersonville that I can hit pretty reliably, and it's super fast. So just thought I'd let you know.
I'll have to get mine fired up. To be honest with you, I haven't done much with ham radio since I had my surgery. I thought I would do more about it with it, but I just haven't. So I'll have to get mine fired up and get it going again.
I've been, quote-unquote, working from home, but definitely taking it easy, just relaxing it and trying to get this back good. So, I've had a lot of time on the radio the last couple of weeks.
Did you see they got an update to JSA call?
I haven't done a lot of JSA, but VARI-C, which is like the chat thing for VARA, it's kind of like what JSA wants to be when it grows up. It's actually pretty awesome. So we'll talk about it later. I'm actually losing the repeater, so I'm going to stay 73 and get off here now. But, Patrick and Dude, great to talk to you guys again. It's been a long time, and I'm glad to be back. I won't drive again this week, so I'll probably be back in for one day next week. Probably Monday I'll try to drive in the office. So hopefully talk to you guys then. Have a great day. We'll catch you soon. W2JKT.
Be careful out there. Enjoy the day and take it slow. KO4H get.
To hear you, glad you're doing good. We'll catch you next time when I wake up, and early in the morning or something. See ya. And to the rest of them, Leon, Andrew.
I talked to Andrew and Leon yesterday, and Ken is on vacation.
Right, too. Yeah, how long is he on vacation for?
Don't want to say on the air, but he's around the house, and he's just not on the radio.
Yeah, we usually leave somebody here when we go. We got people that'll stay here at the house,
He's there. He's just not getting on the radio. He's spending some time with his grandkids.
Get her in all from home?
Have a radio in the house, other than HF, so that's the reason he's not on here when he's at home like that.
Can that. I've got one in the shop here, but I don't have one in the house.
It's in the house, so can't say that.
In the basement, I've got my other outfits, but the only 2-meter I have is this one. It's in the shop here.
Find your HD charger?
I hadn't even looked. I need to look one of these days. It's here. It's either, it might be in the truck. I need to check that out. It's because I think that's the last time I used it. Charging was in the truck when we were going, back and forth, North Carolina.
You never know. Miss Vicky might need to listen to it again.
Into that thing. Jay, too, for a while.
A lot of people did.
They never did ask her, but, she'd have that thing and she couldn't talk. And that woman can't talk.
I wasn't going to say that, but I bet there was a lot of them listening to everything going on the radios.
Isn't there something you can listen to it on your phone? I've heard people talk about SDR or something.
Up there to listen to it. Broadcastify is one of them where they listen to scanner, and they've got other repeaters on there, I believe. But I don't know if they've got this one. I haven't looked. But SDR... You can get an SDR for your phone, but then you got to put a dongle in it and all that. So most people don't want to do that. Goes in there where your charging port's at, the USB-C port, and then got a little antenna that comes out of it, and you can turn your phone into a SDR receiver.
Well, N4AZD, just in case. You can only receive, right?
Receive, but I know they've been making some updates to SDR stuff, so some of them can transmit now. Low power, like a HT, or maybe 5 watts, something like that, but not anything high power. Just enough maybe to run an amplifier, and that was it.
Correct.
Cell phone, I think it's receive only, but there are applications out there like Radio Berry, True SDR. There's all kinds of formats out there for it now to do different things. So it's amazing what you can do with a little bit of software and a little, just little pieces of hardware now.
Sooner or later, you'll be able to do that on your cell phone. You can hit repeaters with your cell phone.
The cell phone combination radio already. It does cell phone, and it'll broad. It has a PTT on it. It does 440. It does, but the new version of it does 2 meter and 440. But I don't have one of those. I've just got the 440 version.
The size of a cell phone.
A little bit bigger, but not enormous or anything like that. It's mainly just thicker. It's about a 3/4 inch thick, but it's dimension wise, other than that, it's probably really close to the same size as a cell phone.
On time, it'll be when you buy your cell phone, they said, do you want one with full capabilities of a ham radio?
It's called ComJot, and it's pretty slick setup. Actually, it'll do 440 VHF. It does DMR, and it does voice over IP, and then it has a cell phone built into it too, a smartphone.
Something you can do your internet and everything.
As your all the capabilities a smartphone has, it has that, and then it adds in a 2 meter and 440 DMR radio.
It's got to be some kind of reverse engineered alien technology or something.
One already has a radio receiver and transmitter in it, so it was just a matter of, you know, a little bit of work and a little bit of software. So I know that the radio, the receiver and transmitter for VHF and UHF is a little different, so they just had to add those in there. And then the ability to push a PTT, which they've had that on cell phones for years.
Hadn't been around any of that. I had a flip phone, and then some years ago I wound up with this phone. The kids told me I needed to get rid of the flip and get this. I didn't like that transition, but now I do.
It's amazing the technology you can carry in your pocket.
Yeah, I've just got a Galaxy Android, they call it. You know, it's bigger than a flip phone, I know that. It'll do anything, you know. It's like a little computer carrying around with you.
HGX. Yeah, like I said, it's amazing what you can carry in your pocket nowadays.
I guess next thing will be the battery capacity, won't it, so you can do stuff like that.
Saying the battery on that phone that I got, it lasts a good while. It'll last all day. So, I mean, you ain't going to transmit it all day. That'll burn the battery up pretty quick, but it does really well. I carry it. For about 2 months after Helene hit, I carried it. They gave it to me to try it out. It was a prototype. So I carried it, and it does real well. The cell side of it does phenomenal because it has an actual antenna on it.
I mean, is it push-to-talk or is it Vox? What is it?
Button on it just like a regular HT does.
The push-to-talk button.
Well, dude, I'm going to get off here this morning, and I got to do my exercises and get moving this morning. I want to get stiff.
Well, enjoyed it, Patrick. Glad everything's going good. We'll catch you now. I don't know when next time will be, but we'll catch you next time. In the meantime, keep doing your homework there. Toodles in 4AZE.
Morning, dude. And please tell Miss Vicky we said hello, and we'll talk again. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 73.